It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
A lot of people have dated somebody sketchy in their past. Some people only date sketchy people. And some people like to go out to restaurants while other people are on dates and sketch them.
What?
Basically, what I know about dating is there's a lot of sketchiness and a lot of sketching going on.
It's a lot of different meanings for that word, isn't there?
And that's why Pam is on the phone for an Awkward Tuesday phone call today. She's got some sketch she wants to talk about. What's up, Pam?
Yes, I have a little bit of sketch in my past.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold on. You're sketchy or you're an artist? I can't figure out what we're talking about here.
You like Skechers.
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Oh, I do like Skechers, though. Oh, I didn't even think about that one.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we'll talk about your choice for shoe in a minute. But first, tell us why you want to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call today.
So a few years ago, about 7 years ago, I used to date this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up realizing that we were just kind of better as friends.
Mm-hmm.
So we broke up, but we stayed really close.
Okay, so that all sounds really positive and not sketchy so far.
But then that's when he started to get a little sketchy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, okay. And by that, do you mean drawing pictures of you, or do you mean, like, shady?
I mean, a little shady. He got this new group of friends. They, they're all a little shady. He also started going by a nickname.
What was the nickname?
He asked me to call him Sauce. He said he was going by Sauce now.
Sauce?
Sauce.
I think that's a great name.
Okay,
Sauce.
Now, when you're...
Why did he call himself Sauce? Do you know?
At that point, I stopped asking questions.
Okay.
So wait, was he into, like, illegal activity or...
That's what I thought.
Okay.
And then one day, I stopped hearing from him. And one of his friends told me he had ended up in jail.
Oh,
okay.
Bummer for Sauce. That sucks.
Sauce ended up behind bars.
Yeah, and it ended up being a drug thing. So yeah, he was a little sketchy.
Okay.
Wow, okay. So he was
had
a
some.
Dealer.
He
Are you
had
just
some
calling
drug
to brag?
Problems.
You're just calling to brag.
Yeah. I did bad.
So wait, fast forward to now. Why is this back in your life?
Yeah.
So once Sauce went to prison, I kind of turned my life around and just started kind of on a new path.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah, I actually ended up meeting this really great guy. His name is Jeremy. We've been together about 2 years. We just recently moved in together.
A boring name, though, let's be honest.
I know. Yeah. Jeremy's no Sauce.
I would much rather, at this point, take Jeremy over Sauce.
Okay, sure.
So Jeremy and I just moved in together. Everything's really great. And then a few days ago, I get a phone call from Sauce.
Uh-oh.
Is Sauce calling from prison or is he out of prison now?
He is about to be released from prison.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
And he doesn't know where he's going to stay when he gets out.
Oh, so
Sauce wants to sleep on your couch.
Roommate.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh.
And, I mean, are you open to that? Do you want to help him out in that way?
I mean, I want to help him out, but I don't know how my boyfriend's going to react to this.
Yeah, that's hard, man. I have some sketchy exes as well, and if they called me, I would want to help them. But I don't think my husband would be super stoked about it.
I mean, deep down, like, he's a really nice guy.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Hopefully he'll get off the sauce. That, go back to his real name and just, like, be a good person.
Yeah.
And I want to help him, but he doesn't have anywhere else to go. And because of all that, when he asked me, maybe I kind of said yes.
Okay.
Oh, so you've already said that he could stay with you and your boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh man, okay.
That's not good.
Oh, well, but think about it, guys. I mean, they were friends. This relationship was 7 years ago. You're obviously really stable with your new boyfriend.
But he's been locked up and his name is Sauce. I don't want anybody. I don't care who it is staying at my house if your name's Sauce, let alone locked up.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a second chance. Is the new boyfriend, Jeremy, is he really compassionate?
He is, but I'm scared that this is a little too much.
Yeah, you don't want to get it shanked, man.
Yeah.
You guys, Sauce isn't going to hurt anyone.
Teach him how to eat at the table with his elbows in, like right into his body.
No, it's not like that. I think he really wants to turn his life around. Like, I think this will be really good for him. I just should not have said yes without checking with Jeremy first.
Right.
So now I don't know how to break it to him that sauce is going to be at our house in a few days.
A few days?
Oh. Whoa, that's soon.
Yeah, it's soon.
Okay. Now, do you have to tell him that you already said yes? Can you ask him, and do you know him well enough that he'll be agreeable to it?
But what if he says no? Then
because then you have to say, too bad, sauce is on the way.
Yeah. Like, I can't tell sauce no. Like, he had to tell his parole officer and, like, set, like, everything up. And so I just, Jeremy has to be okay with it, and I'm just very scared that he's not going to be.
Oh, no.
I need your help.
Well, we'll play a song, come back, give you a little bit of advice, and then you can make your awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
All right.
Hang on.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's awkward Tuesday phone call.
Hello. This is a collect call from
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
What?
Who are currently inmates at a correctional facility. To accept the charges, press 1. If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Pam is on the phone and she has to call her boyfriend. They live together. His name is Jeremy. She has to call him and tell him that her ex-boyfriend, a dude that goes by the name Sauce, is about to get out of jail, and she already told Sauce he could stay at their house until he gets back on his feet. Pam, are you ready to call Jeremy?
I guess so.
Okay.
Oh, and remember, Pam also has to let Jeremy know that she had an ex-boyfriend named Sauce who's in prison.
Yeah, that's a little bit of
It's a lot in this conversation. And, I mean, you and Jeremy just started living together, and do you think of him as a level-headed person?
I do. No, I mean, I think if anyone is going to go for it, it's going to be him. But, I mean, this is a lot.
I just think you need to make a plea to his compassionate side that, you know, if he ever had a friend that was in need, you would totally support him helping that person out, just like you hope that he supports you doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to dial the phone number.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Your number didn't come up. It said blocked number.
That's weird. See, yeah. I told you need to go get a new phone.
I know. I should stop on the way home from work.
I'm going to say, you're going to listen to me?
I know. You're right. Again.
So I have something to tell you.
Okay.
You know how we've been talking about how we should, like, start doing charity work?
Yeah, I do remember that.
No, we got to build up our good karma. We got to give back. So,
okay.
I think I've got a good idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the other day I got a phone call from an old friend of mine. And,
okay.
No, he's had a bit of a rough go of it, but he's really trying to turn his life around. He's really trying to get back on his feet. And he just needs a place to stay for a little bit.
Okay. So your friend needs a place to stay, is that it?
Yeah, yeah. Just for a little bit, just so he can get back on his feet.
Yeah, I mean, that would be fine by me if it's going to help him out, so.
Okay, good. No, I mean, it'll definitely help him out, but there is just a little more to the story.
Okay.
We've been friends for years, but we did date a little bit when we first met.
You dated when you first met, so you want an ex to come and stay with us?
I mean, technically an ex, yes, but we realized that we were much better as friends, so.
Well, how long did you guys date?
I mean, only a few months, not that long. We actually haven't really talked much in the past couple years.
Well, I would hope that you're not talking with your exes and not telling me.
Oh, no. We have not, of course not. But, yeah, he's been, he's just kind of been going through a rough time.
Okay. So which ex is this that we're talking about here?
I don't know if I've ever actually mentioned him. it's because we don't.
That's a little strange. You don't think that's a little strange that you're asking if an ex that you've never told me about can come stay with us?
Well, I mean, I really didn't think that I was ever going to hear from him again. He's
okay, well, who is this?
Well, I just, he goes by Sauce.
By what?
He goes by the nickname Sauce.
What the f- sort of name is that? Why is he even called Sauce? What does that refer to?
I mean, after we dated, he kind of got into, like, a weird crowd, and they started calling him Sauce.
So you want some ex that I have never heard about until now, who is called Sauce, to come and stay with us?
I mean, I'm sure he doesn't go by Sauce anymore. It's part of the whole turning his life around thing.
Okay, but I don't know this dude, and I'm not comfortable having him come and stay with us. Like, he can turn his life around somewhere else.
No, but remember, it's for charity. We're helping people in our community.
Babe, this is not charity. This is just no. That's just, it's no. There's no question.
He really needs a place to stay, and maybe I already told him that it was all right.
Wait, you already told him it was okay to stay?
Kinda, yeah.
What are you thinking? Why would you tell him before we had a conversation that it was all right to stay with us? I mean, why are you just hearing from him now?
He's been away for a couple years.
Away where?
Well, that's the other thing I wanted to tell you about.
God, are you serious? There's another thing? There's already been like three things.
This is the last thing, I promise.
It better be.
He's been in prison?
Prison? This guy's from prison?
Interesting sound in your voice there, Jeremy.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Jeremy? How you doing? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hey.
There's another thing. Sorry.
Who?
We're the other
Jubal
thing.
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Radio show? Radio show!
What?
Yeah. Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Jeremy. How you doing?
Pam?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pam's still there.
What? Can you... Someone please explain what the hell is going on here?
Sure.
Yeah.
This is a segment we do on our show called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. And Pam wanted to tell you that her ex-boyfriend, Sauce, is getting out of jail soon, and she already told him that he could stay at your place.
Hey, you got a roommate.
Right, she just told me that.
Yeah.
We were trying to give her advice on how to break that news to you so that, I don't know, maybe you'd see it as a positive.
How would I see that as a positive, and what advice did you give her? Because that was not an easy thing to hear, right?
That's right.
Not very good advice.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, I didn't know how to tell you myself, so I listen to these things all the time, so I just thought that they could help me.
Okay, so you still actually want an ex-con boyfriend I just heard about to come and stay with us.
Wow. It sounds so much worse when you put it that way, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Think of it as community service.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking of that as charity. I'm thinking about this like an ex of yours named Sauce who just got out of prison coming sleeping on my couch.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And if you need to know more about community service, I'm sure Sauce will probably still be doing some. You really want to know about it.
Jeremy, you have to understand. She was in a tight spot. I'm sure Sauce didn't have a lot of time to talk to her.
More options.
And she said such glowing things about you, about what a kind heart you have and how open you are and how great your guys' relationship is.
I mean, it sounds like flattery once she did something really, really irresponsible. Like, I don't know who this dude is. Like,
he's a really nice guy. I'm sure you two will get along. But
you must think I'm an idiot. Like, he's a really nice guy. Some dude named Sauce. We don't even know. Why is he in jail?
It is not a big deal. He doesn't do those things anymore. He doesn't, no, he's turning his life around.
Doesn't do what? Doesn't do what? Like, doesn't stab people or doesn't sell drugs or what?
Like, yeah.
I really don't think he has ever stabbed anyone.
Don't think.
Wow, really don't think.
Well, it's been a while since they've connected. It's been like over, how long has he been gone, Pam?
About 7 years.
Seven years. Sounds like a pretty small crime.
Yeah,
not a petty offense, I'll say that.
Jeremy, are you actually upset? I mean, what is the worst thing that could happen if this guy came and stayed with you?
Well, I don't know. We don't even know why he's in jail. I think
there
are a lot of bad things that could potentially happen.
I don't think so. You trust Pam. You trust Pam's opinion about people. She obviously picked you. She knows what a good person is.
Yeah, Jeremy, remember, I have already told him yes. Do you think I can just go back and tell him no now? Like, I don't think I really want to make him angry.
What?
Why? Okay, you should not have said that.
Wow.
What if you guys just set, like, a time limit, and maybe that would make you feel better about it, Jeremy? Like, what if he only stayed for a week?
5 minutes.
You can stay for 5 minutes?
No, I'm sure he can find a new place within 2 weeks.
Really?
Think of the good karma we're building.
I can't believe that this is the situation you put me in. And is this dude expecting me to call him Sauce? Is that what I'm expected to do?
I do whatever he says to do, Jeremy.
I am sure he'll go back to his original name.
Oh, great.
You could get, like, some security cameras to put inside your house if you're feeling super nervous.
You think I'm not going to do that? Of course.
So, does that mean you're saying yes? Can Soft stay?
Yeah, I mean, look, it sounds like I don't have a choice at this point. You already told him that he was going to come and stay, so, yeah.
Hey!
That was kind.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Hey, you did it!
Yeah. Can't wait to meet Sauce.
And I bet Sauce can't wait to meet you, Jeremy.
Broken Jubal in the morning.
Hi. Text in at 78592 says Jeremy should just invite his ex-stripper girlfriend over to sleep on the couch for a little while. See how that works out. It's Broken Jubal in the morning, and we're talking about the awkward Tuesday phone call from today. Mm-hmm. Pam wanted to call her boyfriend Jeremy to tell him that she already told one of her friends that he could stay at their house while he gets back on his feet. The thing is, the dude's name is Sauce, and he's been in prison for 7 years. And Jeremy had no idea. She already told Sauce that he could sleep on the couch while he tries to figure things out. And everybody texts. There's a lot of people really fired up about this on our text message board at 78592 saying that Jeremy should dump her because she made that decision without even, like, talking to him about it. Mm-hmm. And also, most people don't believe in Sauce.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, not a lot of faith.
I'm the only one over here saying, I think they have a stable relationship. And it was nice of Pam to let Sauce stay.
I mean,
yeah, it could be one of my best friends. And if they spent 7 years in prison, I'd still be like, I'll get you a hotel room.
Yeah. Really?
I don't know. We'll talk about what you've been up to for the last 7 years. See how you've changed.
Changed a little bit.
Yeah, I have to know that you've actually changed. Because not everybody that gets out of prison has changed.
Totally.
Trust me. Remember, if you want to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call, you got a situation you'd like our help with, then email us and we'll help you. We'll give you some advice as long as you make a very awkward phone call in exchange. Move at 92.5.